Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
321, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday. Yes, it is. It's nice to be back. It's good to be back. I had a wonderful week last week. People are saying, where'd you go? Fredericksburg. Every day to Fredericksburg. I've lost my interest in commuting, driving anywhere. And spending any time on 95. Look, I've driven across the country a dozen times, point to point, coast to coast. I've driven up and down 95 from Maine to Miami more times than I can count. And now it's like, oh, I got to drive 45 minutes. I don't like it. But all of that being said, it was an interesting week. It really was. It was a challenging week. I was in class. People say, oh, did you go to the beach? No, I sat in class every single solitary day from 8 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon to complete a specific program. General instructor for our Department of Criminal Justice Services, so I can actually honestly not just be a lecturer at academies, but to go in and teach. Well, it wasn't about necessarily the subject per se, but got to tell you, teaching philosophy, yeah, I enjoy that. Different means of teaching, addressing different ways that adults learn, absolutely all on board. And then, do you know what it also included? And this is what absolutely kicked my rear end for drill. Technical stuff, oh, yes, not exactly my strong suit. One of the things you have to do, well, not one of the things, you have to do this. There's a whole list of requirements that's dictated by our beloved Commonwealth, and you have to put together a lesson plan. You have to do this, you have to do that, and you've got to do a presentation. Well, a presentation for me, I was looking forward to that part until they said, and you'll put together a PowerPoint to be part of it. Suffice to say, it is a pass or fail course, and I'm happy to report I passed. That's it. Not going to be the valedictorian or the salutatorian or the tutatorian or a doratorian, but I passed. All right, Jimmy Galliano never has to worry about not passing because he's the best. He'll be with us at 3:35, 3:25, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Not just hot, it's really hot. Damn hot. That's the official description of this thing. No, I looked it up. I went to a meteorologist in a box or something, and that's what it says. Damn hot. So it is what it is, but it's going to be with us right through Wednesday, and these heat indices, about 105 degrees when you factor everything in. And then after that, maybe a little bit of a break. You know what the highs next week are going to be? I just don't want to get you all upset or excited, but they're going to be in the 70s, like 77 degrees, which will feel like you need to put on a coat. What is really going on in places like CNN, right? You and I look at this. Now, I've been inside the media for longer than I care to remember. But even though I'm technically inside the media, believe me, the folks who are really, really inside the media have made it clear to me they don't like me and they don't want me in any further than I might be. Okay. But what about on a CNN set? Well, our dear friend Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI, was the guy on CNN for years. Every time you turned it on talking about some sort of a law enforcement matter, there was Jimmy. And I think Jimmy got to see this up close and personal. And given all the caterwauling going on with Stephen Colbert, I refuse to use the Colbert because he changed that when he got the big show. But what is it really like? And I'm happy to say Jimmy is joining us. Jimmy, thank you for being here, sir.
Well, Jeffrey, it's good to join you without there being some kind of pall over our conversation related to, you know, some law enforcement matter or something.
Yes.
or malfeasance and skullduggery in the inside the Capitol Beltway. But first of all, I just want to say my contract with your program specifically states that I only join the best radio program in Richmond. So if your listeners aren't out there voting early and often Chicago style for you, man, I'd hate to see our relationship severed because you've got to be number one.
Well, I'm doing what I can, man, and I'm trying to convince people that, as you say, early and often. And dude, Philadelphia, we used to have 98% voter turnout from cemeteries, you know? You didn't... Death did not disqualify you from being patriotic. That was our motto.
Not at all. And one more thing about your open. When I lived in Stafford, you know, for 4 years when I was assigned at Quantico,
yeah.
I visited Fredericksburg. That was south of Stafford, not north of where you are. But I visited there almost every weekend. What a wonderful place, a place with so much rich history, you know, from the Civil War and the Battle of Fredericksburg in 1862. It's just a really, really neat spot. And whether or not you live in Virginia or you live outside of Virginia and if you've never been there, it's definitely worth a visit.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. It really is. It is a very cool place. People that I was dealing with was certainly hospitable. Yeah, wonderful, wonderful place. And nice thing, gasoline prices about 20 cents a gallon less than they are in Central Virginia, believe it or not.
Jeff, it's what we voted for, and we're getting it in spades.
Yes, we are. We absolutely are. You and I voted for it. I got to think that some of your friends, like Mr. Potato Head, Brian Steltler from CNN, probably did not vote for it. What was it like being there at CNN?
Well, you know, I have to say, Jeff, you know, and before I want to segue into kind of tie this in with what's going on, you know, nationally, we all get it, right? We all understand that. In Hollywood, you know, where they make the movies and where they program the TV shows, and in academia, I mean, you just look at, you know, some of these Ivy League campuses, and in the mainstream media, which is the vast, you know, the vast number of stations and programs and networks that provide us the news. We all know that, you know, we have to accept the fact that, you know, in this country, we demand diversity in everything but thought. And in those places where we're always lectured, whether it's from academia or Hollywood movies or the mainstream media about diversity, ideological diversity is not what they're talking about. So,
right.
Yeah, I spent 4 years as a paid contributor at CNN. And, you know, there's plenty of good people work there. You know, it's never the folks that are you know, behind the camera, you know, the folks that are doing audio, the folks that are filming it, the set designers, the makeup people, even some of the production assistants and people like that. They're all wonderful, wonderful people and do a great job no matter what network you're going to.
Right.
But it's what comes down from on high. And, you know, I'll tie this in because CNN has often been compared to the Washington Post, which obviously everybody in Virginia and around the country is familiar with the Washington Post. I think it's the third largest newspaper in the country.
Yep.
And, you know, we have these nostalgic views of, you know, back in the day in the early 70s when, you know, Woodward and Bernstein broke the Watergate scandal. And, you know, here's investigative journalists, you know, hey, we investigate bereft of fear or favor. We just follow the information and follow our leads. to where they are now. I mean, look at the number of folks that have left the paper of recent. Glenn Kessler, their famous quote-unquote fact checker, Catherine Rampell, Ruth Marcus, Jennifer Rubin. Many of them are taking buyouts to leave the newspaper because I think they've finally come to a day of reckoning where people are just tired of the pretending, the pretending that there's not bias involved. And I noticed that you you mentioned our good friend Mr. Colbert, or Colbert, however you want to pronounce it. But he's a perfect example. Here's a guy that came out of, you know, Jon Stewart's Comedy Central, you know, The Daily Show, and he played this, you know, this buffoon of a conservative, and he got lots and lots and lots of laughs. He was basically put on the radar when he went after George W. Bush at one of the presidential dinners, and of course the liberals, you know, he was on the radar then, and they loved him. So he takes over the show from that had basically been built by, you know, David Letterman, who, you know, had been at the helm for, I think, almost three decades. Well, you know, if you look at some of the statistics on why this show is losing $40 million a year and why people like Jay Leno have come out and said, you know, the same thing Johnny Carson did, you know, the goat of all talk show hosts, who once said, you know, why would I want to alienate one half of my audience? You know, if people are tuning in for levity, they're tuning in to get away from this stuff, why would we be talking about politics at 11:30 at night when people want to kick back in bed and watch something funny? Well, Jeff, get a load of these stats. So, you know, Newsbusters that, you know, follows and tracks bias in the media. I know you've quoted them before and read some of their stuff before. But since 2022, The Colbert Show, right? The Late Show, The Colbert Show, he has hosted 176 left-leaning guests and only one Republican. So from 2000 to 2022, 176-1. I don't know who that Republican was, but I'm sure it's somebody like Adam Kinzinger, or somebody that you could probably say, or Liz Cheney, that, you know, is really not the dyed-in-the-wool Republican you would think of. And then, Jeff, you know, get a load of this. In just the first 6 months of this year, in 2025, the show booked 43 left-leaning political guests and zero, that is zero, conservatives. Well, you know, you wonder why you're bleeding money, and you wonder why, you know, the network doesn't want to lose $40 million a year every year just to have your insufferable monologues and takes. It explains it, and it explains, you know, what happened in the late night sphere. So, and I'll wrap it with this, Jeff. You know, I know that you're a Billy Joel fan. I'm a huge Billy Joel fan. My wife and I saw him. He had a residency at Madison Square Garden, and last summer we went his next to the last show at Madison Square Garden. I forget how many hundreds of shows he had sold out there in a row during his residency. We love Billy Joel, especially living in New York. You know, New York State of Mind, Piano Man. We love it. Well, I don't know if you saw his documentary that was on HBO Max recently. I'm not shilling for it, but it was really, really well done for the most part. And Tom Hanks was a producer. Well, Tom Hanks, a great actor, but again, another one of those insufferable leftists that has to put his fingerprints on everything so you can't just enjoy the music or enjoy the production quality. Well, Billy Joel's talking about the incident in Charlottesville. And he explains, you know, how devastated he was. And he uses the quote out of context about, you know, the very fine people hoax that, you know, the president, back Donald Trump, back in 2017, wasn't speaking about the neo-Nazis, wasn't speaking about the Aryan Brotherhood, the racists and bigots that were there in Charlottesville. He was speaking about the people that had differences regarding Confederate monuments and memorials. Well, Billy says it, Billy Joel, and then Tom Hanks, obviously as the producer, has to again show the clip of the president speaking, but not in full context. And this is what they do. Think how many people, maybe that had their heads buried in the sand and had never heard about the Charlottesville incident, they're watching this and they're like, oh my gosh, the president really said that? He said that Nazis and Aryan Brotherhood and bigots and racists and, you know, KKK, that they're really fine people over there. So, Jeff, it's that kind of subtle nuance, that kind of just inserting it in something where, yeah, most of us look at that and go, oh, come on. You know, we'll give Billy the benefit of the doubt. Maybe he didn't follow the news closely enough and just, you know, didn't hear it.
Right.
But come on, for all the people that weren't aware of it now to watch that, that's how it's done, Jeff. It's subtle, it's subliminal, and that's how the message from one side gets out and gets promoted.
Jimmy Galeano is joining us, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI, and for many, many years he was paid to appear on CNN. I'm sorry to hear it about the documentary, and you've been here to Casa Cats. Heidi actually watched it last night. She didn't mention that part to me, and I said, well, I had stuff that I had to get done, and I said, well, you know, I'll go back and watch it, because I, just like you, I'm a major Billy Joel fan. Now, I got to be blunt. I don't know that I'll bother, which is probably a terrible thing.
You know, Jeff, like I said, you want to give somebody like Billy Joel, who I have to believe is a decent human being.
Yeah.
Again, the documentary is two parts, 2.5 hours each portion. It's 5 hours.
Oh, okay.
Really in depth, really well done. And look, Billy's family comes from Germany, and Billy's Jewish.
Yeah.
And, you know, and dealing with the fact that he has members of his family that passed away, that were killed, murdered in the Holocaust, you know, you can understand why something like that would be so sensitive. But again, it's just the twisting. There's plenty of things we can criticize our current president for.
Sure.
You know, nobody is perfect. Nobody is infallible. Plenty of things. But the left, and through the media, through academia, look at the Ivy League campuses, through academia, and through Hollywood, they distort and twist it. They take something and they make it worse than it is, and they think they're doing it for righteous reasons, and they're not.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, Jimmy, you have mentioned on a one-to-one basis many times, but also in this program, so I think it's fair to bring up, when you were on CNN, amongst other folks that you interacted with, Chris Cuomo. There's some really good interaction with you and Chris Cuomo. And Chris Cuomo, certainly the perception is, well, he's from the Cuomo family. They're longtime Democrats. They're active. He's left of center. But you always seem to have a good amount of respect for him as being fair and upfront. That's true, is it not?
Yeah, and I would, you know, Chris is a personal friend of mine, and
okay.
some people are like, well, how do you square that circle? You know, he's pretty leftist, and he was this, and he was that, and he worked for CNN for all those years. And, you know, look, you mentioned it. The Cuomo family is essentially political royalty in New York State.
Yeah.
Now, not so much of recent, obviously, with Andrew Cuomo and the troubles that he's had.
Yeah.
you know, during the COVID epidemic and obviously with the improper relations or interactions with women on the staff and in and around the governor's mansion. But Governor Mario Cuomo was a Democrat who was, you know, wildly, you know, considered to be just left of center and a reasonable person. Of course, you know, Democrats from 1994 are not the same as Democrats today, who are completely paralyzed by the far left extreme fringe. But to your point about Chris, I mean, Chris is a reasonable guy. He's got a show now on News Nation, and he tries to take it more from both sides. But, you know, Jeff, I tell people all the time, you know, bringing it back to CNN and our days there, he and I worked very well together. And for 4 years, you know, we traveled to sites and places where horrific things happen and tried to make sense of them on the air for our viewers. It's not that they censor you at places like CNN or other places. Mm-hmm. It's just that if you have a view that they don't agree with, when I mean they, it's the people that are the showrunners and the people that are doing programming, you just don't get booked. Yeah. That's how they work it. So no one ever tells you, you know, hey, your view is not welcome. You just don't get booked. And so I went from getting booked all the time to 2020. You know, you've got the COVID epidemic, and then you have on Memorial Day, you have the killing of the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. And of course, the world explodes. The country explodes. And I'm booked one morning. It's a Saturday morning. And of course, Saturday is more of a wasteland in news television. And I'm supposed to be on with the Minneapolis mayor and the mayor of Atlanta. I'm going to be providing the law enforcement perspective as they're showing all these protests and riots, you know, the mostly peaceful riots.
Yeah.
And so we had some time to kill because they were waiting for the two mayors to join us. And so, you know, obviously, as the analyst, the anchor turns to you and says, okay, fill this space. And so I'm talking and, you know, getting into the root causes of what was going on. And then I decided to kind of share some statistics about police killings and saying, you know, hey, you know, what you think is the truth in regards to the killing of quote unquote unarmed minority men is not true. And let me give you the statistics. I'm working on it on my doctorate. And I laid it out. And again, I had time to kill. They needed to chew up the clock. Jeff, after that appearance, they got a bunch of complaints from people that said that I was a racist and a bigot. And, you know, the network, again, they never, ever talked to me about it. I had another year left of my contract. I just never appeared on air again. So that's how they do it. They pay every month. They check the bank deposit, made it into my account. And trust me, it was decent money. I wasn't complaining.
Yeah.
But it's just, that's how they silence you. They just don't allow, you know, even the producers I had great relationships with and that wanted me, when I would talk to them, they would say, yeah, we got word that we're not allowed to have you on, with no explanation.
Incredible. Hey, Jimmy, what do you make of Dan Bongino's comments over... All right. Well, I know, but I would be remiss if I didn't ask you, because I don't. Is he trying to solve some sort of a puzzle? There's this cryptic social media post. We can't run a republic like this. What is it? Is there anything there, or are you thinking,
Jeff? I'm that grumpy old guy standing out on his lawn, shaking his fist at clouds, yelling at the neighborhood kids to get off my damn lawn. Right.
Yeah.
So when I see the new cadets at West Point, and the fact that they have access to cell phones, when during Beast Barracks, I was barely allowed to write a letter home. And now these kids can just jump onto a cell phone and you know, absorb themselves in it. But the world has changed. And to pretend that you can, you know, that West Point in the 80s was the same as West Point when my father was there in the 50s, or the same way it is now. It's just, it's different. I have to look at the 117-year-old history of the FBI with the same type of pragmatic prism. Do I like the fact that the deputy director, a once position that was always held by an active duty FBI agent, and he was, and I'm only saying he because there hadn't been a female one yet. There will be, but there hasn't been one. So he kept his mouth shut publicly and dealt with the day-to-day runnings of the Bureau while the FBI director was up on Capitol Hill fighting for the budget or briefing Congress or testifying about, some different investigative matter. Mm-hmm. I don't like this idea, this more vocal, you know, treating the deputy director position like you're still a podcast host, right? Mm-hmm. I just don't think that it was right. Now, I'm not suggesting or saying that, you know, Dan isn't doing a good job. I don't know. I'm not there. I mean, he's certainly a smart guy. Yep. And I know that he understands the difference between being a podcast host and being the number two in the FBI. But what you're referring to is a cryptic message he put out on X about, you know, hey, I want everybody to know that just because you don't hear us talking about it, things are happening here. And I've got a lot to tell you soon. And when I tell you that I saw something recently that has changed me forever and I'll never be the same, have a nice day, Deputy Director Bongino. And to do that kind of cryptic stuff, Jeff, that's the stuff you do in theater. That's not the stuff you do in the FBI. And again, I'd say this to his face. I mean, I respect the job he's got to do. It's a tough one. I think the FBI did need to have some rocks lifted and looked under and needed some changes, some cultural changes and some reconfiguring back to certain, you know, tenets about fidelity, bravery, and integrity, our motto, and continuing to be apolitical and nonpartisan. But Jeff, I'm not a fan of that. I don't think that helps. I think that's more to whip up, you know, a follower count or to, you know, to farm for engagement on social media than it is to be the FBI deputy director, where you should keep quiet, do your job, run the bureau while the director is more so the face of the bureau. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense, Jimmy, and I go to you to make sense of everything that we all have questions about. I want to remind everybody, because I'm over time, but I would be remiss, Jimmy, policedefense.org, that is the website for the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund. Of course, you sit on the board of directors for that. It generates support for law enforcement officers around the nation who have been improperly charged. And in fact, as I'm looking at the website just today, there is a deputy sheriff in Henrico County who has been selected. So I'm going to send everybody over there to policedefense.org. Jimmy, always great to have you here, brother. I appreciate the time and look forward to chatting again really soon. That is Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI. It is Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.